Well, hello, good day to you. Thank you very much for joining me. My name is DeCourcy Williams, and this is the Uplifting Words Podcast, and I appreciate each and every one of you listening to the sound of my voice right now. I want to send special prayers out to the people that's in the Carolinas that's facing this hurricane that's about to touch down. As I'm recording this, we are at Thursday, and the Carolinas are just now beginning to feel the effects of Hurricane Florence. So I want to send well wishes and prayers out to those folks that are in the Carolinas that have to battle or that have to hold down this hurricane. And to the people that decided not to leave. There were several people who, in spite of several warnings from government officials and from FEMA, they decided to stay home and bunker down and wait it out. Some people made it a conscious choice. Some people, they really don't have a choice. They don't have the means to just pack up and leave, or they don't have anywhere to go. So for whatever reason, I want to send a special shout out to people in the Carolinas dealing with this, what could potentially be a really horrific, tragic situation. Also want to say shout out to Jeffrey Owens. If you're not familiar with Jeffrey Owens, he was the actor who used to be on The Cosby Show oh so long ago. And people caught him working at Trader Joe's, I guess. And I guess for him being an actor, him going to work at Trader Joe's apparently wasn't good enough in some people's eyes. So they decided to shame this man on social media. The only problem with that is that this man was just trying to earn a living. He got a job, and just because he wasn't acting, people felt the need to, I guess, call him out on it or try and mock him for, oh, you were an actor. But, okay, a couple of things to think about. He played Elvin Thibodeau on the show from 1985 to 1992. Think about that. He stopped playing his character on The Cosby Show in 1992. It's now 2018. Nothing lasts forever. Now, yes, he might have been making money on the royalties from the reruns or the show being in syndication or whatever. But of course, when Bill Cosby went through his legal battles and his show was being pulled off of whatever, all the networks that it was being pulled off of, he lost that income. As did all of the actors that were on that show. That income wasn't coming in anymore because the show was no longer in syndication. The man had to do what he had to do and go out and get a job so he could support his family. And people shamed him for it. Now, for me, that is a bit of an issue. And hopefully, for a lot of people, it's an issue when someone is out just trying to make a living, just trying to support their family, and people want to make fun of him. Well, because he used to be an actor back in the 90s, back in the early 90s. I mean, come on, that's not cool. So anyway, because of the outcry and because people recognized him at the Trader Joe's job, of course, he had to quit that job because it was just bringing too much unwanted attention when he was at work. And now I've heard that Tyler Perry has actually offered him a reoccurring role on one of his TV shows that's going to be on the OWN network. I forgot the name of the show, but apparently he accepted, so he's going to be back on TV. So, major shout out to Tyler Perry. Congratulations to Jeffrey Owens. I'm glad that this story is not over because the man's not dead, but this part of the story is ending on an upswing. But yeah, man, shame on people for trying to mock this man for just going out and getting a job to support his family, to do what he had to do. So yeah, I thought that was kind of foul. So if you have any thoughts to share, please share in the comments. I'd love to hear from you. Whether you support the shaming of the man or not, I still would love to hear from you. Love to have a back and forth discussion. I love talking to people. And I can talk to people without getting emotionally upset or emotionally involved. I have the ability to have a discussion with somebody and not get all in my feelings, as Drake put it. So also, what happened this week with me personally, I heard a funny story and I would like to relay it to you. But first, before I do that, let me mention the sponsor of this podcast, Organifi. Organifi is the best tasting green juice on the market. If you want to get your body's supply of nutrients in a nice, convenient powder form, you just mix in your water and go. Check out Organifi. Visit the website at OrganifiShop.com and use the promo code DeCourcy15, DECOURCY15. Use that promo code at checkout. You'll get 15% off on your order. Give a try to the green juice, which is, like I said, the most popular product. But they also have red juice, which helps with your metabolism and weight loss. And they also have gold juice, which helps you calm down at the end of the day so you can get a full night's rest. All right, so now we get that out the way. It's a funny story I heard. A man who obviously was very rich, he hosted a party at his new home in Arizona. He gave the full tour of his house. His house is nestled in glorious mountains and lakes and streams and all kinds of wildlife. He had like 15 acres. He's taking these people on the tour of his home. After they get done seeing the landscape, they finally get to his house. And in the backyard, the man has a pool. Humongous pool. I'm talking like bigger than Olympic size pool. As the people walked up to the pool, they noticed that it was full of alligators. And everybody just thought, hey, he's eccentric. He's got a lot of money. He just does what he does. The host exclaims, I value courage more than any other virtue. It was courage that has made me billions of dollars, and I value it so much that if anyone is courageous enough to jump into this pool and swim to the other side, I'll give you whatever you want. I'll give you cars, I'll give you my money, anything that I have. Most of the guests got a real good laugh. They chuckled as it was like, man, this guy's crazy. I'm not jumping into that pool. So the host turns, walks in, and begins to walk into his house where his personal chef has begun serving lunch for the day. As the guests turn to follow him into the house, they hear a splash of someone jumping into the water. The host and all the guests turn around and they see this one man in the water swimming for his life to the other side. And of course, the alligators are charging towards him. They're trying to eat him. They're chomping at him. So after a few death-defying moments, the man reaches the other side of the pool and jumps out with the help of some of the other guests. So of course, he's standing there dripping wet. He's unharmed. Miraculously, none of the alligators touched him. He's unharmed. He's panting for breath. The owner walks up to him, clasps him by the shoulders, and was like, wow, I didn't think anybody would do that. You are truly courageous, and you have earned my respect, as well as what I promise. So what would you like? You want cars? You want house? You want money? The man was totally out of breath as he blurted out his response. I only want to know one thing. The host replied, anything you want. Anything that I have is yours. The man replied, I want to know who pushed me into that pool. Now, the story was told in the context of how sometimes, in order to grab what we want in life, sometimes we need a push. And sometimes we need to push ourselves. Sometimes an outside party needs to come along and push us, give us the boost that we need to make that jump. But when it comes down to it, if you've got something that you're trying to achieve, you got that goal that you're chasing after, you are going to need that push. Whether you're going to push yourself or whether you're going to push or somebody else is going to push you, that's just how life sometimes happens. So that leads me into what I would actually like to talk about today. Today I want to talk about having blinders on. Because once you get that push, you've got that goal in sight and you know what you want to do, you have to remain laser focused on that goal. So everything comes with a price tag. Whether it's success or failure, there is a cost. There is no free lunch, unfortunately. You have to struggle and pay a price either way. As soon as you decide not to pay the price for success, you will suffer the cost of failure and mediocrity. The suffering cost of failure will always be higher than the suffering price of success. One way or the other, both happiness and misery comes with suffering and with sacrifice. So, if you've gotten your push in your direction that you're supposed to go, you get these blinders on. Like when you see horses pulling carriages through like New York City. They have to have blinders on so that they don't get distracted by what's going on beside them. Their focus is steadily kept on what's in front of them. And that's how you have to live your life. If you're pursuing your dream, you're pursuing your goal. You're going to have obstacles. You're going to have people. You're going to have all kinds of things attempt to derail you from whatever it is that you're going after. Once you decide on something, you make that declaration, and who knows, you might need that push, you got to keep trucking for it. You got to keep going. And either way you look at it, there's going to be some suffering involved, unfortunately. There's going to be some price to pay. If you're shooting for your goal, you have to learn how to block a lot of that stuff out. Because we obviously, as people, can't walk around with these little blinders on our heads. They're not going to work for us. But I'm talking about your mental blinders. You have to be so laser focused on your goal that nothing is going to derail you from that. And I totally believe that you can do it. All it takes is practice. It's funny because the society that we're in now, we have practiced how to be distracted. We have practiced that kind of no matter what we're doing, once we hear that phone going off, that notification or whatever, we're distracted by that. We're distracted by email, or we're distracted by a Facebook notification. Or you could be that new Snapchat from that person or whatever. We have practiced being distracted. On the other hand, you can practice being focused. And it takes some steps. It takes some work. And I don't even think a lot of people are aware that we have been conditioned to have the shiny object syndrome. Think about it. Apple just had their release of the new iPhone. The iPhone 10 just came out. That phone is that phone 6 months old and that's it? Or maybe it's been a year. Whatever the case may be, the iPhone 10 just came out. And they just had their keynote where they released the 10S, 10S Max, I think, and the 10SR or whatever. Whatever the name of the phones. They released three more phones. And it's not just Apple. All the cell phone companies do that. About a year, about every 6 months or whatever, there's a new cycle of phones. In that way, we have been conditioned for the shiny object syndrome. In order for you to be able to focus your attention on your desire or your goal, you have to practice. Like, say, for instance, if you're talking to someone, here's a good tip on how to practice that. If you're talking to someone, really be present in the moment and focus on every word that that person is saying. You can get a notification from your phone. Your phone will start vibrating. If you have a wearable device, if you have a watch on or something, and that starts like pinging you to let you know that you got a message, block that out. See if you can do that when you're having like just a 2-minute conversation with someone. If you can block everything else out and focus on that one person and everything that they're saying, that's the practice. If you're married, or not even if you're married, if you have a significant other, and I know as men, a lot of men tend to zone out when the lady in our lives are talking to us. Practice the habit of focusing on everything that your mate is saying. Start off by doing it for like 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Increase it to like 10 minutes. Then you'll be able to jump on your computer or whatever work you got to do and focus on that and not be distracted by your Facebook posts or email notifications coming through or watching the new YouTube videos. It takes practice and you have to do the work. But just as we have been conditioned to be distracted, you can condition yourself to be laser focused. Once you got that laser focus going on, man, there is nothing that will stand in your way. There's nothing that's going to stand in your way anyway. It's just a little tidbit of something that you can incorporate into your daily being in order to help you to reach your goal faster. On top of that, when it comes to people, now I'm not talking about your devices or Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about now people. You have to have blinders on to people also, because your dream is your dream. Your dream is not going to make sense to other people. It would be nice if you could always have support from people, family members, close personal friends. Your dream is not going to make sense to them. It might not make sense. There was a saying that said, if your dream makes sense to other people, then you need to go out and get a new dream. You're not dreaming big enough. Your dream needs to be so big and so outrageous, and you should be able to see it so clearly, but it should not make sense to other people. Because other people will try to talk you out of your dream. And they don't do it. I don't think people do that just to spite. I think people do it, especially like close family members and friends. They do it to try to protect you. Because if you say you're going out and doing something outrageous, and you got this dream that you want to chase after, and you got something that you want to do, those people in their mind, because they're using their logical brains, it's not going to make sense, so they're going to try to talk you out of it to keep you safe and protected, because they can't see whatever you're going after being accomplished. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But you have to learn to block that out. The only problem comes when you take that advice and you listen to that person and you don't go after your dream. Because you know what you get when you listen to your family members and your friends? The only thing you get is their lifestyle. Now, if it's somebody's lifestyle that you want to live, yeah, listen to their advice. Take their advice. If it's not a person that you aspire to be or that you want to live like, don't listen to that person, because they're looking at your dream through their lens, through their vision or whatever it is that they're looking through. And they're not going to be able to see it for you. So in that respect, you have to have blinders on to that also. You also have to have blinders on to Murphy's Law. Murphy's Law states that at the worst possible time, any and everything that can go wrong will. Once you get that goal and you're going after it, you are going to have some things come at you that has probably never happened before in your life. It's going to be some things that come against you that, and you're just going to have to go around. You have to dodge. You have to bob and weave. You might be delayed. That's all right. Be delayed. But do not allow yourself to be stopped. That's the laser focus that I'm talking about. It might take you a little bit extra time to get to that goal, but you'll get there. This is your life. Life is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And on that note, that's what I wanted to talk about. Now, totally off subject, I just read this article about in Zurich. They have these, they have what's called sex boxes in Zurich. And it's something that's allowed for sex workers to have a safe place to practice their craft. Now, is this a good thing or a bad thing? Officials over in Zurich say that the boxes have achieved their goal. I mean, they have the workers there are required to pay their own medical insurance. They get tested every month or however often they need to get tested. There are safe sex supplies offered there. And like, if you go look it up online, like, you'll see it's just almost like a bunch of stalls. And it's for cars to be able to pull up and for street workers to be able to do their work. But it's supposed to be done for them to be safe. And they say that it's also cutting down on abductions and people being forced into sex work. So I don't know. I just read that and I thought I'd bring that out. I would love to hear anybody's opinion on that, if they see that as being a good thing, or like, what in the world is that? Like, why would somebody even offer that? I think in a lot of people's minds, when it comes to thinking about things like sex, I know a lot of parents, they don't discuss that with their kids. And that's something that I've never adopted that thought process. I've always thought that I mean, because I was a kid. I mean, everybody, we were once kids, and we know that we like to experiment. So kids are going to get out and do what they do anyway. It would be better if they at least have the knowledge to be able to try and protect themselves. Or if they kind of, I mean, even though, you know, your kids, they probably aren't listening to you anyway. But truthfully, when push comes to shove, your kids are hearing you. You could say something and your kid will be like, oh, yeah, whatever. And you know that they didn't hear a word that you just said. But when they step out in the real world and that situation presents itself in real life, the stuff that you showed them, or the stuff that you talked about, or the stuff that you don't talk about, they'll remember that stuff. Parents that don't talk to their kids about things like sex, yo, when your kids get to a certain age, their hormones are taking over, and they're not listening to that whole abstinence speech or I don't want you to do it. I mean, when we were kids, did we listen to that? No, we did not. We went out and did what we wanted to do, and we learned. But I think there's an awakening happening, though, where I believe a lot of parents are kind of realizing that, hey, I was a kid. My parents didn't discuss things like that with me. I'm going to discuss some things with my kids. And I think some statistics are showing there's a drop in teenage pregnancies, and there's a drop in STDs and things like that. What's funny is, though, is that there's a rise in STDs among, like, old folks' homes and nursing homes. I guess when people get older, they're like, whatever, I'm going to go out and do what I do. I'm not protecting nothing. All right, so anyway, enough of that. I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to check out our partners at OrganifiShop.com. I'll have that link in the description of this podcast. Don't forget to use the promo code DeCourcy15, which I'll also put in the description. Go ahead and get you some green juice. Your body needs those nutrients. Your body will thank you for those nutrients. Go ahead and get the red juice or the gold juice. Help you with your energy and help you to calm down so you can sleep at night. I'd also invite you to join us on our Facebook page. And you would know that by the logo of the silhouette of a man reaching towards the sun in a blue background. I also drop daily nuggets of motivation, encouragement, and inspiration there. And I also invite you, if you like this podcast, if you get value from this, please don't be afraid to be a sponsor by monetary donations. Anchor has allowed for people who make podcasts to actually be able to accept a monetary donation. So if you like this, and if you want to help support this podcast and my YouTube channel, Restaurant at Home, go ahead and donate. I would love it. And don't forget to leave comments. I love discussions. I love the discussion. So once again, thank you very much for joining me for this episode of the Uplifting Words Podcast. My name is DeCourcy Williams, and I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful week. Peace and light to all of you. Bye-bye.